Hi, y'all. I'm Melissa Harris-Perry, and this is The Takeaway. Today is Dia de Muertos, or Day of the Dead, an ancient Mexican cultural event celebrated across Latin America and in the diaspora. It's meant to honor and remember loved ones who have passed on from this life. The painted decorations and other traditions of the day have become more trendy and popular over the last few years. Stores across the country sell Day of the Dead costumes and crafts. Nike even makes a Day of the Dead shoes. And Disney even tried to trademark the name of the holiday ahead of the 2017 release of Coco, an animated film which brought in $800 million at the box office. The popularity and commercial success raises concerns about preserving the core meaning and value of the festival. Juan Aguirre is the executive director of the Mexican arts and cultural organization Mano a Mano. Juan, thank you for being here.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So I introduced this segment using the term Dia de Muertos. I know a lot of us grew up with the language Dia de los Muertos. What is accurate, or are they both accurate? Just a little bit on the name itself.
Sure. So the name of the holiday is Dia de Muertos, but in the United States, when people translate the name into English, it becomes Day of the Dead. And then people here translate it back into Spanish, and the becomes lost. And that's why Dia de los Muertos is really an American or something that is used in English language countries.
Yesterday on Halloween, I'm handing out candy, and there was a fair bit of Dia de Muertos inspired costuming. Now, some of it was coming from members of our Latino community here, which is largely a Mexican-American community here in the part of North Carolina where I live. But there were also a lot of folks where I don't think that that was part of their particular ethnic or racial tradition. I can't be certain, but I don't think so. And so I'm wondering a little bit here how we're meant to feel about this. Is it good that more people have an awareness of the holiday, or troubling that there seems to be what could be, I guess, considered appropriation of the holiday?
I think it's both. Some people are not necessarily don't understand or know the history of Day of the Dead, and a lot of people are blending the holidays, Halloween and Day of the Dead, not really understanding the meaning. I think it could be troubling. We see it, for example, when we go to schools, talk to children, sometimes they ask a lot of questions, and a lot of times we sort of have to correct the things that they think about the holiday. But we have to do it in a way that it's, you know, very subtle. So in that sense, it could be a little bit troubling. But in the other, it's also interesting that this holiday is really becoming known worldwide and it's becoming very popular. The troubling side on that is that there's a lot of companies and a lot of people interested in making money out of it.
Let's take the money out for a moment and just tell us a little bit about the history. What about of Dia de Muertos? What should folks really know?
Well, it's a day to remember the people who have died, especially your family members, your ancestors. And it's just a day where you think about them. You can talk to them, or you can remember the beautiful things, that the times that you spend with them. It's really a holiday of reflection and remembrance. And I think that's what people should take from it. And everybody around, every culture around the world honors those who have passed away in one way or another. Mexicans may do it a little bit different because we kind of laugh at death by having skulls all over, by, you know, doing some of the decorations we use, having skeletons dancing and things like that. But I think the most important thing that people should know is that it's a holiday to honor and remember those who have passed away.
All right. So what are some of the misconceptions about the festival?
There's a lot. Some that it's a Mexican Halloween, not knowing obviously that the holiday, it dates back to probably 3,000 years, even more. Some of the others, there's something very interesting that I see when we celebrate Day of the Dead, and that's how Americans or English speakers and Mexicans relate to the ofrenda that is created. So when we do our festival, we have a big offering where people bring pictures, letters, messages, candles. And when I see people of Mexican origin or Mexicans doing it, a lot of them smile, or they're happy, they look at the ofrenda and they feel warmth. But when Americans do it, sometimes they cry because for them it's more emotional. And that's a very interesting cultural difference that I see.
Do you think this is about how Americans typically think about and understand death?
Yes. So there's two things. That's one. And the other is that a lot of all the Americans are discovering the holiday. So they're trying to understand the meaning, as opposed to Mexicans where, you know, they grew up with it. And so for them, it's different. For us, Day of the Dead is about happiness and warmth and thinking about great things about our ancestors and family members. But for people who encounter the holiday, sometimes it's like they think of death in a different way. And so for them, sometimes it's sad.
I with the connections to New Orleans, there is, I suspect, you know, in part because of the creolization of the culture that includes Mexican influences, so Mexican indigenous influences, Spanish colonial influences, as French colonial influences, as well as the kind of more, I don't know what we got, think of it as mainstream American. I also think of New Orleanians as thinking about and approaching death in some ways that are quite different and distinct from how we do death rituals in other parts of the country.
Yes, I think everywhere, you know, in different places, people will probably relate different to the holiday. It all has to do with their background and how they grew up.
I'm wondering, in this year, with so much loss of life in the context not only of direct loss to COVID-19, but also these additional deaths, if you expect that maybe Dia de Muertos is also taking on meaning beyond the commercialization, the kind of Coco Disneyfication, simply because people are looking for a way to connect, maybe often with those who they lost, who they didn't have an opportunity to do the rituals of goodbye that you might normally have in a non-pandemic time?
I think it does. I have seen many, many people, and many people talk to me when we do our celebration. And for many people, this time, you know, bringing a picture, lighting a candle, and thinking about their family members is something that helps them for a closure. A lot of people mention the word closure. A lot of people mention the word reconnecting. So I think the holiday opens up the space for people to feel and to say things that normally they would not have that opportunity.
Can you say a few more words simply about the actual practices of the festival on that day? If one wanted to observe Dia de Muertos, what would be some culturally appropriate ways connected to this 3,000-year history to do so?
The holiday is very old, and there has been many changes, influences throughout its history. But I think that the core essence of the holiday is still alive, which is really to remember those who have passed away. And one of the best ways to do that is just to set a space, you know, where you would actually make the connection with that person that has passed away. In Mexico, the most important place in the house, or the most important space in the house, becomes the ofrenda. And I think for many people who are interested in exploring the holiday or learning about it, you know, you don't really need a gigantic ofrenda or altar to remember your loved ones. It could just be something very small, very simple. The idea is really just to have them in your heart and in your mind.
Juan Aguirre is the executive director of the Mexican Arts and Culture Organization, Mano a Mano. Juan, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.